This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Never settle. Unless it's into the electrifying BMW i4. Blend the lines of cutting-edge and classic with groundbreaking technology at your fingertips. Experience M-engineered precision while you twist around every turn. After all, electric doesn't have to be static. If you thought EVs couldn't live up to your expectations, then you've never experienced the ultimate electric driving machine. The 100% electric 2025 BMW i4.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
What's better than the speed and reliability of Fios home internet? Getting a $200 Verizon gift card on us when you switch to a Fios 1 gig plan, which includes a 5-year price guarantee. So head to your local Verizon store at 109 North Avenue West for details on this limited time offer. Offer ends 2/19/25. Must maintain Fios service in good standing for 65 days and register for gift card per offer terms. One offer per eligible Verizon account. See store for details.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. We, of course, broadcast live from the Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers, and want to thank them for their contribution. Thanks to Matt and Naya, gets us twitching every morning, and thanks to everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Friday, February 14th. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to all, and thank you to our producer, our executive producer, Mr. Dustin William Rhodes.
Going into my season two, what's some advice that you would give for me?
Season two, I can't wait to work with you some more. The biggest advice I have for you is going to be how you shoot your layups, period. Like, we're going to fix that. Yeah. That's fixable for you. You're going to get better, and I can help you get better.
Wow. I mean, learn to make a layup, I think, is the answer from Lisa
Ask
Leslie.
For advice, you get it.
And thank you, Brandon Fryer, for that.
Single to right field. Down second. Oh, he's going to second. He's going to try it for third. He's safe. going, Vaughn. He's a magician.
There you go. He's taking it to another level.
What was David, that?
That's David's play-by-play that Brandon put baseball behind.
It's my new preoccupation.
He did that with his hockey.
I did the hockey call the other night, and Brandon put it to ice background, and now he did it with baseball background.
Brandon.
So I guess I'm going to be nudged in that direction.
Marshall Harris is here. Marshall!
Marner looks tired. Oh, he looks tired. Oh, he's got the puck. Oh, my gosh. Here he goes. Oh, he scored! Oh, he won!
All you need is the soundtrack
behind the soundtrack.
It. That was well done, though.
That was so well done.
You timed the lighting of the lamp perfectly,
he did.
My friend.
That was perfect.
And Dan Bernstein's here.
In the words of Marshawn Lynch, I'm tired of shit, America. We get fired anyway, Ernie.
Hey, guys.
Happening.
I'm really pumped up for the hockey game tomorrow now after talking to Panger. I'm really looking forward to the
U.S. and Canada
against Canada. It should be a good game.
Yeah, it will be.
I mean, there's not a lot to watch this weekend in sports. That's
what do you mean?
One.
We got the All-Star weekend.
Oh, I know. I'll be watching
that. We got a dunk contest, but the first two games of that tournament, if the third one, it will match the intensity of the first two, it's going to be great.
Okay. Maybe I'll tune in.
Tournament's going well. If you like such things.
I got to see what Modest does, though, okay?
Yeah, no, I'm all in. I'm all in. And I'll watch the NBA All-Star game just out of curiosity. But I know it's the fascination of the abomination when it comes to NBA All-Star games. There haven't been a good one in a long time.
Wait, but you know the new format, right?
I know. That's what I'm saying. I'm curious. But don't they constantly change the format because
yes.
They can't figure out their All-Star game?
I liked when they had the Elam ending
I felt like it was a little bit better because when you have a target you're trying to get to in that fourth mm-hmm. quarter, people know they got to get a stop or else the game's over the next possession or, you know what I'm saying? It felt.
No, I agree.
But that only was good for like a couple of years.
Yeah, that, I mean, I'm just saying the very fact that they're constantly trying to make it better tells you how bad it is.
Yeah, I'm not sure what their data tells them about the viewership that they need to make it worthwhile. Like maybe it's just because of the sponsor parties and everything else and because of the business that it brings in and all the ancillary stuff that it's still worth it to them. I don't know if it matters to them to have a lot of eyes on the game itself.
The league, you're saying?
Yeah.
Then why are they always messing with the format?
Yeah, why do they bother?
They're trying to make it better. I think they're making a concerted effort to make it better. It's just falling on deaf ears and blind eyes.
It's very difficult to make any All-Star game better when an element of it is removed.
Effort.
That's why defense.
Effort.
Defense, though.
Yeah, but
I mean, you know, you see the hockey All-Star, and they would just let anybody get, you know, it just
trying.
It turns, yeah.
That's why they stopped playing. I mean, the Pro Bowl was just insanity.
My God. Like, you would stand up and then just, like, shove a guy.
I think also once lovingly. You started making a certain amount of money, in all these sports we're talking about, they realized the risk of injury was not worth it.
No.
Well, that's everything now. You just can't risk the injury.
But baseball is almost the perfect All-Star game because you can play baseball and you can play defense because you're an All-Star.
Yeah, you're probably not going to get hurt just messing around. Non-contact injury as much in baseball as some of these other sports.
Right, unless you're Ray Fosse and your career is ruined by a complete a-hole.
Wow. Oh, well.
Okay.
That devolved quickly. It's an All-Star game. What are you doing? What the hell is wrong with you, lunatic? You got
50 years later.
Seriously. But look, it did ruin his career.
I like that. Yeah, that's a major drop right there. 50
it was never
years
the
later.
Same.
Yeah.
Okay, that's just the first and worst All-Star game. Although, who was
Was that the first All-Star game you ever watched?
No, it was before my time. Wasn't that 71?
That was like 71 or 2.
I might have watched it.
But you just talked about it like...
Because it's the most famous occurrence.
Why board it for people who don't remember? Pete Rose over Ray Fosse.
Yeah, Pete Rose plowed Oakland's catcher Ray Fosse at the plate because Pete Rose was out of his skull and amphetamines and did everything better to do. So you end up ruining somebody's career, allegedly.
I thought it was because he had money.
Oh, no, he said it.
Okay.
He said, what do you think put the hustle in Charlie Hustle? But the what was the Pro Bowl one, the punter, Brian Moorman? Do you remember who's the defensive back that absolutely obliterated a punter?
Joe Catholic.
In the Pro Bowl.
Oh, I do remember that.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
Oh, it's just going to make me crazy, but I want to say it was Brian Moorman who just wrecked the poor guy. And everyone's like, you're clobbering a punter in a Pro Bowl?
Then there was Robert Edwards, the Patriots running back. That was a beach volleyball event.
Flag
football. Beach flag football. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
And he tore his ACL or something like that.
He tore everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was horrific.
It was bad. That was bad.
Not great.
He tore everything.
No, he did. It was like the Willis McGahee injury. It was like ACL, MCL,
everything
PCL.
In that particular body region.
No, it was everywhere.
Any three-letter combination of
blew out his hammy.
All of it.
His other leg.
And as the texters pointed out, it was the late Sean Taylor that
it was Sean Taylor. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you.
That was one of the most fierce, violent hits you'll see in any football game, let alone a Pro Bowl.
On a punter. The punter had to be like, dude.
Not Sean Taylor was the safety that killed the punter.
Dude, what the hell, man? What would I do to you? Come on. Jeez.
It was,
Although during the, if that were a regular season game, punters are fair game. Kickers, fair game.
No doubt.
Pro Bowls,
I'm glad that we've drawn the line at killing the punter.
No, you'll get punters muscling up every once in a while. Like, man, are you kidding? Todd Sauerbrunn?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is how flying should be. That's what a Breeze guest recently said about Breeze Airways. Breeze flies nonstop to Sarasota, Bradenton, and more straight from Long Island MacArthur Airport. Breeze not only makes travel easy and affordable, but they offer flexible and friendly change policies, have high-speed Wi-Fi, and a premium first-class seat called Breeze Ascent. It's time you choose to fly Breeze. What are you waiting for? Book your flight today at flybreeze.com. Breeze Airways, seriously nice, in partnership with Visit Bradenton.
You want to get the most for your money? Well, that's why more Mazda buyers choose Ramsey Mazda. Lease a new 2025 Mazda CX-30 all-wheel drive, only $199 a month, or buy and get 0.9 APR financing for 36 months. Start shopping now at RamseyMazda.com. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda. Call 833-853-2970 for details. Excludes tax, title, and registration. Zero security deposit. VIN number SM809245. MSRP 26940. Ends 2/28/25.
He couldn't wait to
the ones that want to go down.
He'll
get a kicker every now and then that wants to get a little bit like, oh, they're going to stick their nose in the fray and like they can make a tackle. And
that's one of my favorite things about high school football is that kickers really are athletes in high school football. So
but
they are
linemen often.
Might just be the fullback.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They come down and they're looking for pain.
Yeah. Well, they all used so to funny. Be. I mean, in the early days of the NFL, your kicker was a lineman with a square toe and a number in the 90s.
Who's the great quarterback that turned kicker, you know.
Blanda?
Yeah. He was a square-toed kicker, but he started out as a quarterback.
Well, I think he did both.
He had a career, though.
And a lot of quarterbacks were punters, a lot.
Yeah.
Dan Pastorini did it. Danny White did it. Randall Cunningham every once in a while.
No, I love the pooch punt from the quarterback.
Pastorini was full-time punter.
We used to talk to Dave Tobe after the Super Bowl they won every year. And he told us that Mahomes was one of the best punters. Like, he would just mess around. And he said a guy could kick the ball like a country mile and put it where he wanted. He said he was an excellent punter.
Huh.
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
How about Tom Tupa? Remember that?
Yes. He was
Cardinals.
Tom Tupa.
Ohio State. Isn't he the answer to a trivia question?
He is Tom Tupa. What would be the trivia question?
Closest to Tuba.
I believe Tom Tupa scored the first NFL two-point conversion.
Oh, wow. That's that a right? really good one.
I believe that's the case.
Did not know that. Let's see, 2-point conversion. As a backup quarterback?
I think so.
A fake extra point. He scored the first 2-point conversion in NFL history, running a fake extra point attempt for the Browns in a game against the Bengals the first week of the 94 season. Well done.
Thank you.
2-point Tupa.
That's such a good obscure trivia.
2-point Tupa.
That's what it is. I don't know why that stuck in my head.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Gotta watch those holders.
How are you handling life? Let alone
miserably Valentine's as always.
But no, we're handling it well. Happy Valentine's Day, fellas. We're not going to do
little cards and some chocolates. I'm sorry.
No, what we're not going to do today is be sad. And this is a day of love, and I'm here to bring the love.
Here he is.
Even if Dan doesn't want to be loving today, I'll have enough love for both of us.
All the times we've been in love, made love.
I'm just saying. Come on, man.
Well, we're going to start out by talking about what's going on and not going on with some teams in MLB regarding deferred money, because there's some really smart people having some conversations about what it means relative to the looming work stoppage and franchise valuation if the owners accomplish their goals and what it may say about the Cubs and or the White Sox. We're also going to speculate about what Modest Buzelis is going to do. Remember, he teased when he was on with us, he said he was going to wear a jersey. So there might be a jersey involved. So I've got an idea of what I think he's going to do.
Okay.
I thought the Ron Coomer stuff on Justin Turner was really good. And we also have the Cubs Zips number out. So we're going to get to some of that algorithmic speculation. Marshall's going to fix the All-Star game for the NBA.
Nice.
Ryan Horvat is going to join us to preview the Wagertainment weekend. High noon. Kevin Fishbane at noon. David Sampson at 1 o'clock on some of this business of baseball stuff. And I have put together a festival of NBA slam dunk trivia that is going to thrill and delight.
Have a great show.
That sounds great.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
One night, one goal. Stop suicide. On June 21st, New York City will host the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's milestone 30th Out of the Darkness Overnight Walk. Join thousands as we journey over 16 miles from dusk till dawn for a night of healing and hope while raising much-needed funds and awareness for this important cause. Register today at theovernight.org or call 888-THE-OVERNIGHT. 888-843-6837.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.